No other piece of cloth in history has ever been so studied, examined, debated and revered, and twice narrowly escaped being burnt to a crisp. Yes, we're talking about the Shroud of Turin, a piece of linen that is revered by many people as the ancient burial cloth in which Jesus was wrapped after his crucifixion, while others believe it to be a medieval fraud. The shroud went on public display in the northern Italian city of Turin on Saturday for the first time in a decade, and Pope Benedict is due to view the cloth during a visit to Turin on May the 2nd. Measuring approximately 5 metres by 1 metre, the linen cloth has a known history dating back to the 14th century, and it bears markings that appear to be the front and back impressions of a crucified man. John Iannone is one of the world's leading experts on the Shroud of Turin and has written 2 books on the Shroud's authenticity. Iannone has a master's degree in religion from the Catholic University of America and is vice chairman of the Holy Shroud Task Force, an organization working to preserve the Shroud from modern environmental damage and to promote continued studies of the relic. So, why are so many people around the world so fascinated by the Shroud?
Well, I mean, to me, the Shroud is a key element of Christianity. I call it the visual gospel, meaning that the Shroud tells in images what the Gospels tell in words. So it's very important. I call it an emerging treasure of Christianity.
It's had a fascinating history too, hasn't it? I mean, it almost burnt to a crisp in a fire in 1997, and again, or earlier, should I say,
in 1532. Right.
I mean, some people are even claiming that they're people who are out to destroy it.
Well, there is a theory today that the fire of 1997 may have been arson. But we don't really know this for a fact. But it's had a long and very interesting history.
As you say, you believe it's authentic, but there are others who maintain it's a medieval forgery. What, in your view, is the most compelling evidence that proves its authenticity?
I think the work done by the STIRP team and other scientists who have joined the team since that time have shown 2 very important facts. One is that the man of the shroud, who I identify with Jesus, was entombed with bunches and bouquets of flowers, which left traces of pollens. And this is scientific evidence that can be tracked from Jerusalem through Eastern Turkey, which is Edessa, where the shroud had been for some 900 years. So the evidence from pollen and I think even more importantly from the blood studies made it very clear to me that this was authentic and had in no way could be medieval.
Nobody knows, and this is still a mystery to this day, isn't it, how these images of this crucified man were created. Can you tell us something about that?
I can tell you that when the scientific team studied the cloth, they concluded very quickly that there were no substances that created the shroud. They used tests like X-ray and ultraviolet fluorescence, which would have told us if there was any kind of substance on the shroud. They know that it wasn't created by heat, but there's a strong body now of scientists, mostly physicists, who believe that the image was created by some form of light. They call it X radiation. They call it a milliburst of radiant energy, particle radiation. Now, here you cross the line between science and faith, because in the New Testament, of course, it talks about things like the transfiguration, where Jesus's body radiated energy. So this gives us clues that it may not be so strange to think that it was some form of light.
What about the actual makeup and weave of the cloth? There was the carbon dating that was done on the cloth in the late 1980s,
right,
that concluded that it was of medieval origin.
Right.
What's your answer to that?
Well, first of all, as far as the makeup of the cloth, it's a linen, and it's woven in a 3-over-1 herringbone pattern, which was a very fine fabric of the day. Now, what they did in 1988 was against the advice of a number of archaeologists and analytical chemists who said that the sample must be representative of the whole cloth, they took one small area in the lower left corner, which kind of violated the protocol that had been established to begin with. But what they discovered 14 years later in 2002 was that when they took this sample, they took it from an area that had been involved in a medieval patching or a reweave of the shroud, and they mixed a medieval cotton with an ancient linen. They have now determined that to be very clear, that there was cotton involved in the linen fibers. There was also dye on that cotton, and what we call aluminum oxide, which is a binder. So once that had been determined, then of course it invalidated one of the only arguments against the authenticity of the cloth, in my opinion.
What about later scientific tests that have been carried out on the shroud?
Well, I think the later tests really involved the blood work that was done. They concluded several things from the study of the blood. One was that the blood was on the shroud before the image. And as any artist would tell you, to take a 14-foot cloth and try to put blood in the perfectly correct spots and then create an image just made no sense. But more importantly, back in the early 80s, there were doctors who would say, well, the blood on the shroud is much redder than they would expect ancient blood to look. But the blood chemists answered that question and explained that in these blood samples, which, by the way, took it out of the realm of paint once they established that it was true human blood, that these blood samples contained very high levels of the pigment bilirubin, which is created in your body when the body is under stress. So that would make the blood redder, and that answered that question. But I think the most significant was done around 1995 when they allowed some testing to be done from the back of the head, the occipital area. And they gave it to some DNA labs at the University of Texas. And they determined that they could find in this sample X and Y chromosomes, which meant that it was a male human blood, and a highly degraded DNA, which was consistent with the supposition of ancient blood. So you really had ancient blood of a male, typed AB, by the way, which is a biotype of the Middle East, with high levels of bilirubin, a person under stress. And the blood studies really supported everything we knew of the pathology of the shroud and of the pollen tests from that area and whatever.
And what about the fact that the wounds and the blood stains on the shroud apparently very closely match those of, you know, the gospel description?
Oh, absolutely.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit
sure,
about that?
Sure. You know, there are a number of pathologists who have studied the shroud, and they call it a signature of the historical Jesus, namely the words and the weapons and the wounds, meaning that, you know, the words of the gospel and the wounds that we know from the Gospels match the kinds of weapons that we use. So they can go through the pathology of the shroud and tell you that the anatomy exactly supports authenticity of what we know of the historic Jesus. I mean, I'll give you one simple example that is a more recent find that just fascinated me. They determined that, you know, when Jesus was scourged, there were double welts on his back from this Roman whip. And when they subjected this to ultraviolet light, we see halos around the wounds. Now, the halos told us that this is not only human blood, but it's what we call a serum albumin, and it's a post-mortem event that clots and reliquifies when a person dies. And it matches the exact timing of the scourging and the formation of clots. I mean, doctors will tell you that they consider this one aspect alone as unfakeable.
Now, as you said earlier, you've written two books about the shroud, and you yourself obviously are convinced of its authenticity. So what was the message you were trying to put across in, say, particularly your first book, which is devoted entirely to the shroud that you're in?
Well, in the first book, you know, my message was just to say that there is some very compelling scientific evidence. My second book, which was published just a few weeks ago, really was an update of all the newest information. But the message that I have in this book is that this is truly a visual gospel. It truly tells in images what the gospels tell in words.
I was speaking to John Iannone, expert and author on the Shroud of Turin.